Blog Talk Radio.
It's not Sunday, and if for some reason if Jose's wrong or gets me mad, it's only for 30 minutes. It's a beautiful thing. Well, Jose, good night. Good evening, my friend.
Good evening. Good evening and good night indeed. How's everything going?
Good, good. We were expecting our music.
I hear a little bit in the background.
there you go. Yeah, there you go. Wow. Think about something that falls apart real quick. Anyways, Real Sports Talk Radio on the air for a special Friday night edition, 760-283-0846. We're on the Facebook thing. We're on the Twitter thing at X-Force page. We're doing a little bit of our at Arzelia BSP, at the Angry Jose BSP. That's right, at Angry Jose BSP. We're live doing our football picks and also to preview our show this upcoming Sunday. A quick few minutes on the air. We're here for another about 29 minutes or so just to talk a little NFL football. And then we are out of here back Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And if you're in the mountains, figure it out. Anyway, with that being said, let's really, really quick jump into some headlines that's going around the sports world real, real, real quick. NHL cancels games today through November. Jose, how do you feel about this?
It's just gonna hurt the sport even more. I'm actually very devastated by it, but until they get rid of Bettman or these guys, you know, in the ownership can get their acts together, it's just never gonna ever fix itself. Unfortunately, also one of my least favorite people in the world, Donald Fear, is involved in this. So you know that's never good.
Oh, you don't like Donald? You don't like the Donald?
No, I definitely don't like the Donald. I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Duck, and I don't like Donald Fear.
Yeah, well, I think it's one of those things where the NHL had a great, great postseason, a fun postseason. Nobody expected the Devils to make it. Nobody expected the Kings to make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody expected those teams.
Yeah, hockey always has the best postseason. For people who, if you've never been invested in one, you know, just always get caught up in the awe of it. It is an amazing thing. And it's just a shame. Every year they seem it always seems to happen when they have a great postseason. They follow it up with some sort of labor disagreement, and it's just killing the sport.
Well, I think it's the hockey season gets the least fanfare, but the pro season gets the two thumbs up and the most excitement. So hopefully they can work this thing out. From what I understand, they're not too far off. The commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary Benton, put a kibosh on the progress they had made. They actually broke off, and now they're canceled. They canceled the first full month of the season. We'll keep an eye on that as we go. Other quick story, real quick, NBA, Austin Rivers from the New Orleans Hornets just left the game with a sprained ankle. Keep an eye on that. Stupid headline, LeBron says, goals to be the best of all time. Okay. Fine. And
just hating on him. Just hating.
It's not that I'm hating on him. It's like, why is this a headline? We all know his goals to be the best ever. And real quick, how do you feel about the fact that David Stern is going to step down and give it to Adam Silver?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know Adam Silver. I don't know if he's going to be capable of doing the job. That's probably more something for you. I'll say this, though. I was never happier to hear a retirement announcement until I found out that the retirement wasn't going to take place for another year and a half, so to speak. So while I am happy David Stern is finally leaving the NBA, I might actually start watching even more. The fact that I had to wait till 2014 is a little bit of a bummer for me, but that's all right.
Okay, first off, don't you ever, 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 ever call me a hater again. Okay, don't you? That was venom at its finest, my friend. Venom at its finest.
We should talk about my hatred of David Stern another time. Let's just say
you are,
you know, of all the
you are,
of all the commissioners, he's by far my most hated.
you're a disgrace of a human being right now, and I'm
proud to be a part of that moment for you.
I feel so dirty talking to you right now. Anyway, we're moving forward. Anyways, so, you know, we're doing this thing tonight, and because we made the show switch, we now are on Sunday night, so it's hard for us to fulfill this pick six thing that we've been talking about doing. And we still really never really worked out the glitch of the actual bet. I said, you know, you and your wife would like, obviously, for it to be a nice dinner for two. And me not there, that's the appeal of the dinner. And just because it's just more of like, if I show up, it's more of like, you know, why is he hurt? He's
that's
the third
really
guy.
More my wife, though. That's really more my wife than anything else. I wouldn't mind you joining us for dinner, you know, but, you know, that's her thing.
I get that a lot. It's funny, I go on dates and girls are just like, do me a favor, can you sit at the other table? Enough. All right. Story of my life.
One,
anyway,
there's always someone for everyone.
Have I gone on record saying that I hate you? That's okay. Listen, we're moving forward. So we're doing this pick six thing. So we have to figure out what happens if I win, and we can't get this going. You know, I'm like, for some reason, this is something that we really can't seem to put together. We can't put together.
Well, what would you want? What would, like, make you just exceedingly happy knowing way a piece of my soul now belongs to you if you win?
Okay. Again, I'm wondering how, like, what would make me happy. I don't want to wish you physical pain whatsoever. I don't want you to get tased. I don't want you to get tattooed. I don't want you to color your hair like you had it done in the past with other bets. I don't want anything like that happening to you. I care enough about you, or I don't want to see you in any displeasure whatsoever. I like to see you in an uncomfortable situation every once in a while, and that's what this is going to be. With that being said, I still am not taking the whole you going to a Knick game and having to wear Nets colors. I still think that's not bad. I also don't think you sitting at the Dutch House and wearing Yankees gear is a totally out of the question yet.
Which, that would probably bother me the most. I'll be honest with you. That probably would bother me the most.
And making sure it's a Jeter jersey, too.
That would really probably bother me. No way.
I think we're getting close here. I think what we're still talking about, you know, my camp, is what can we do to make it more fun, like, and more, I don't want to say humiliating, but like me buying you guys dinner is not really humiliating. It's more of just me picking up the check.
And you know, that's the only reason why I'm not necessarily sure. Again, though, this is my better half talking about this. So, while it might be good for her, it actually brings nothing to me. So, really.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I should have to do something more humiliating. You know, like, have me, like, you know, wear Knick colors, which you know I feel so dirty about. Have me do something that's, like, uncomfortable. You know, have me do that. But we'll get there. We'll get there. Like, I think what we need to do is pick up three options, and then those three options we'll have people vote on the page.
You know what would probably be better? Why don't we maybe we should just have the people send suggestions, and maybe the one that we find to be the best, instead of us actually saying something, maybe we should just have people just randomly suggest stuff, and maybe we'll take the people's ideas and take them from there.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I mean, pass that along at any point. That's fine. Okay. not like that. Stop it. Get your mind together. So let's start shifting over to the NFL because we have 20 minutes here, and God knows with us talking, it can be forever. And let's, before we jump into the schedule for this week, real quickly recapping the Tampa Minnesota game. That was a fun game. I watched a majority of the first half. And it was a fun game to watch, even though it was a little bit of a blowout. It was still fun. Like, you never felt like Minnesota was totally out of it until the last, you know, about halfway through the last quarter.
I completely agree with you on that, by the way. I really, really do.
it was just one of those things where I watched the game and I found Josh Freeman to be somewhat of a looking like a real quarterback finally, and you know, Vincent Jackson plays very, very well for them. I thought the team played very well. Ponder just looked like after that first turnover, after that first fumble in the first quarter, Ponder just looked like he was like scared to be out there.
Well, let
me
give you
his body language was really out there.
Oh, I agree with you on that too. Let me just give you some stats though, real fast, just to see, because I just to hit on Josh Freeman. Josh Freeman had an excellent year prior to last year. Last year he regressed very much so, but this year he's back at the pace he was on that second year. 15 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He's thrown 3-plus touchdowns in his last 3 games. He's almost had now almost four straight 300-yard games. But to me, the star of the night last night was Doug Martin, who just ran roughshod all over that Minnesota defense, which prior to that game was really hitting on all cylinders. That was the shocker to me, that Tampa Bay's offense was able to go up and down the field on Minnesota.
Yeah, and not only that, Adrian Peterson looked pretty good up until that fumble, too. And I think after he fumbled, he looked disjointed as well. I think overall, again, Minnesota is still a work in the progress team. So is Tampa Bay. It was a very, very fun game. Before we do our picks, let's run down the whole schedule. 1 o'clock games, Carolina at Chicago, San Diego at Cleveland, Seattle at Detroit, Jacksonville at Green Bay, Indianapolis at Tennessee, New England is at St. Louis, the Dolphins, Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets, Atlanta at Philly, Washington at Pittsburgh, Oakland at Kansas City, the Giants are going to be at Dallas, New Orleans at Denver, and the Monday night game is San Francisco at Arizona. Sunday night game, of course, is New Orleans at Denver.
Also, remember, Randy, that New England-St. Louis game is actually also taking place in London.
Yes, so there's going to be a bunch of fans who are going to be in the stadium wondering what the heck they're watching because they're not playing soccer. So
exactly.
that's what that pretty much is. And that's fine. I'm okay with that, too. So we picked 2 out of our 3 games. I believe we chose the Giants and Dallas, which is going to be a pretty fun game for us, as well as the New Orleans and Denver game. I think that's going to be a fun game. So we need to have one more third game that, you know, it doesn't matter going on. And I was going to make a suggestion. I suggested, because I think it's the next real competitive game out there, that we go with the Atlanta Falcons-Philadelphia Eagles game.
I think that's okay.
Before we go back and forth, let's go with it. Let's go with your pick for the Atlanta-Philly game.
You know what? I know Atlanta's undefeated. They're 6-0. But as you may or may not know, after a bye week under Andy Reid, Philadelphia is 13-0. So being at 13 is bigger than 6, I'm going to take an upset here. I'm going to take Philadelphia to beat Atlanta to hand them their first loss of the season.
Okay. As much as Philly was on a bye week and as much as Atlanta is undefeated, Atlanta looks very shaky, even though they're undefeated. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Okay, they've had some tough games here and there. I think that Atlanta has way too many weapons to be losing to Philly. I think I do like their running back situation. I do like their wide receivers. Matt Ryan is a very good quarterback. This is not the Giant fan of me talking. This is me being a true football fan and watching. Philly turns the ball over at some of the most opportune times, and I think Atlanta's Atlanta and the Giants are probably the most two complete teams in the NFC. So I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, so we got really a little bit of a headway going on here. I like it.
Okay, next we'll go the Saints visiting the Broncos. I think both offenses are very, very, very good, very potent offenses. I like Denver's defense a lot more than I like New Orleans, and I love the fact that Denver's home. So I'm going to go with the Broncos on this one.
You know what? I want to go with the Broncos this year as well. But part of me feels that New Orleans is going to come off on a, go off on a little bit of a tear right now. So, against better judgment, because I think Denver is a better team, obviously defensively, but just something is telling me that this might be one of those games that Drew Brees goes off. So I'm going to take New Orleans, not confidently, just more of a hunch.
Okay. Again, it's a fair. It's a fair pick. That's a pick-em. You know, I mean, that's really a pick-em. And I think the one game here I think where you and I are going to agree on is the Giants-Dallas game. Dallas is beat up. The defensive line is struggling, dropping like flies. DeMarcus Murray is out as well. Giants, it seems like they're getting healthy right now. They're on a little bit of a roll. But this happens every year with the Giants. They end up starting off 6-2, and then they struggle the next four games. Well, right now they're 5-2. So this is going to be a revenge game for them from opening night. I look at the Giants winning. I'm not going to say handle it, but I see the Giants winning this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this game is going to be a lot closer. Obviously, the one thing that we can all look at, the Giants have never lost a game in Jerry World since it's opened up, the 3-0 there. I do think that avenging that first loss is going to be a factor. I will say this, though. Whenever a team is in sort of the desperate situations the Cowboys are in, you got to watch out for them, especially when they're at home. But I think the Giants are just too strong in the areas where, you know, where Dallas might be at its weakest right now. You know, losing Sean Lee is going to be a problem. Not having DeMarco Murray playing is going to be a problem. Possibly not having Felix Jones. So I'm going to go with New York. Not
okay,
in a convincing manner, but still a solid victory.
Again, fair pick. Again, the Giants also. The only thing I'm starting to worry about with the Giants is right now the New York media is playing out the whole Victor Cruz contract situation. I don't think it's really a topic, a major thing within the players and within the organization right now. Victor Cruz will get his money. I think he'll get it before the season's over. I just wonder if Knicks is going to get a little resentful. Knicks can't stay on the field. Victor Cruz hasn't missed a game
or two. But Knicks is the guy. He's. You know, as much as we like to anoint Victor Cruz, the man, it's really Knicks. Knicks is the one that drives the ship. When Knicks is there, and yes, he does get banged up a lot, there's no question, but when they're both on the field, Knicks is the guy you watch. You know, Knicks more or less makes Victor Cruz's life much easier. I don't know if Victor Cruz makes anyone else's life easier. He's a great receiver, but to me, it's Knicks. Knicks is the guy that they're going to definitely pay at some point. Cruz, let's see what happens. I agree with you. They will get it done eventually, but he's not the guy you got to really worry about when you talk about those receivers. Like, as far as all-pro treatment goes, if, you know, not saying that Victor Cruz isn't a great receiver, but when we're talking about all-pro status, it's really Knicks. It's not Cruz.
I agree with that, too. It's going to be interesting what the Giants have to do end up going down the road here. All right, let's do our remaining three. I guess last week you picked for me first, so this week I'm going to pick for you first. Is that okay?
All right. Sounds good to me, partner.
All right, let's go Washington and Pittsburgh.
Wow. Now, you got to tell me, because I'm having a little bit of an issue here. Where is that game at?
That's in Pittsburgh.
That's in Pittsburgh? You know, I have something for you. I have stats that back this up. I'm going to take Pittsburgh, and I'm going to tell you why. Do you know in the last 14 games that a Dick LeBeau defense has played against a rookie quarterback, that rookie quarterback is 1-13?
That doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
So it's going to be a good game. We saw Robert Griffin last week up close and personal as a pro. He's going to be a great player. But great players take time, so I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Okay. You're up. What do you got for me?
All right. This is a really crazy.
I know where you're going.
Let's see. This is a crazy week for me. I had to really think long and hard about this one. So I figure, to always, because I just think you're cool like this, I'll give you a little layup first. New England, St. Louis in London.
I never saw a more angry Tom Brady than almost losing to the Jets. St. Louis is still trying to figure out who they are. Jeff Fisher is still trying to get a groove going. Steven Jackson, Sam Bradford, it's still trying to come together. I don't think going to London is all of a sudden going to teach the Patriots how to forget about how to play football. I'm going to go to the Patriots on this one.
I figured you would. I do want to let you know, though, I came into a little fact as I'm throwing out facts left and right. Do you know any team this past year that has gone into overtime, the following week they have not covered the spread, which usually means they have not played well? Just a little factoid to throw out there, which adds more to the fact that they're going to London, may make that situation a little bit more something to think about. But I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. I'm going to throw a tough one at you. It may not be as tough as you think. I know Colin Cowherd. I was listening to Colin Cowherd of ESPN Radio. You can listen to him on ESPNRadio.com. Colin Cowherd is staying away from this game, but I'm not going to let you stay away from it. And that's the San Diego-Cleveland game, because Cleveland's been in a lot of their games this year. So you're on the hook on that one, my friend.
You know, as I said earlier in the year when we're talking about our teams, I can't stand San Diego because every time I think they're finally turning the corner, they do something that will just make you scream. I like what Cleveland's doing, but they're a little banged up right now. I think San Diego has enough in the tank to pull this game out. I would not be shocked if Cleveland won this game, but if I had to pick this game, I'm going to go with San Diego just because they have more talent. They have the talent. It's the question of whether they actually do something with it. So I'll take San Diego, but I'm not really happy with myself right now.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Cleveland has been in all their games this year, though. You're absolutely right. Except with the exception of the Giant game that they actually went off on a 14-0 lead to begin with.
Right, and that's the thing is they should have won that first game against Philadelphia. They should have won that first game.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, what do you got for me?
All right. I'm going to give you a clunker here. It's a bad one, but I don't know. I feel dirty giving it to you, but Oakland, Kansas City.
I was looking right at it, too. Kansas City starting Brady Quinn. They have Charles doing the run back. Kansas City just seems like they're just so banged up, and Romeo Crennel is just having a real tough time this season. Oakland sort of getting themselves together, Carson Palmer and company. I'm going to go with the Oakland Raiders. This is one of those ones that can probably go either way because Kansas City's desperate for a win, but I'm going to go Oakland.
You got to Oakland 2 weeks in a row. I like the gumption on that. I like it. You're sticking
with the
black and gray.
Yeah, it's different. They look like when Carson Palmer is playing well. He looks like the Carson Palmer from a few years ago with Cincinnati. When he's off, he looks like Jim Palmer playing football. It just doesn't work. So that's pretty much how I feel about the situation. All right, and your third game is kicking this around a little bit, and I had my eye on two different games, and I decided I'm going to go with this one because I think it's more of a pick-em game. You know, it's like. It's a real close one, and I really like the Colts versus the Titans.
You know what? I was thinking about giving this one to you as well, so I had to maneuver here. You know, this is a hard one for me, but I'm going to go with some logic here. I'm going to go with the logic I didn't go with last time. I'm going to take Tennessee, only because Tennessee is at home. If this game was in Indianapolis, I would take Indianapolis. I've noticed a little thing with Andrew Luck. It's not really a secret. He just doesn't seem to play as well on the road as he does at home. So, and I'm going to give Chris Johnson some brownie points because I think he's starting to get out of it. And I think he's going to be able to run on that defense this weekend. So, I'm going to take Tennessee. I actually feel good about this one. So, Tennessee, at least 10.
Okay. All right, and then the final pick as we're down here to our final few minutes here.
All right, well, I'll give you a nice one, too, just because I want to be a nice guy this week. Carolina at Chicago. Which,
this
by the way, Chicago might take some umbrage with you with calling Atlanta, New York, one of the best teams in the league right now.
Well, either way, I think you can't sleep on Carolina. They're due to snap out of this. I just can't see it being against the Bears. The Bears just look like sometimes they're just uninterested in playing football. I think that's a fair assessment so far this season.
They're going to beat the hell out of people.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of people, and you don't want to be Cam Newton. I'm going to go with Chicago, but I think Carolina is going to make it a game, and I think this is not going to be as easy as everyone thinks it's going to be in Chicagoland. So we're going to go with the Bears on this one. So
yeah.
Let's look over really quickly. So I have the Bears, I have the Raiders, and I have the Patriots.
Yep.
For my random three, and then the Giants, the Broncos, and
Atlanta.
So, all right. So, you know, this would be interesting, and I believe I'm up three games on you. If this was correct, three or four games.
Yeah,
on you.
Yeah. So now it's getting close. It's getting close.
That's good. That's good. So, real quick, just real other note here. We were having a conversation earlier in the night. We have our show this week. Really quick, let's plug Real Sports Talk Radio every Sunday night, 7 p.m. 760-283-0846. This is the call-in number. You can call up, yell at me, yell at Jose. In fact, if you prefer, I prefer you yell at Jose. Don't yell at me. I didn't do anything wrong. With that being said, call in. And we have a fun show this week at 7:30. We have the, as we like to call him, the man with three first names, Peter Robert Casey. Peter covered the NBA. He actually covered the Knicks as a social media director for a little while. Great guy, knows the game, super knowledgeable. We're going to have some fun with him. And then, Jose, tell us about our other guest.
We're going to have David Babby from ProFootballMock.com, who was nice enough to give us a couple of minutes. For those who are not familiar with the site, ProFootballMock.com is a pretty much a satire/comedy site. They do a great job. One particular posting that they do is QBs on Facebook, which is not appropriate for children whatsoever. So if any kids listen to the show on Sunday, you may want to make sure the kids might be tucked in for that portion of the show. But it is hilarious stuff, despite the foul language, which me and Randy don't condone at all. Wink, wink. but he's going to join us for a few minutes. Seems like a really nice guy. The site is hysterical again, profootballmock.com. If you haven't been on it, check it out. Great stuff. I mean, they mock everyone. They take shots at everyone. No one is safe. So, you know, I'm expecting a fun interview with him. You know, like I said, in the talking between back and forth, he seemed like a really nice guy.
We're looking forward to that. And now what I was telling, we're about to tell, while we are down to our final minute and a half, 2 minutes here. Obviously, we're talking football tonight, and that's fine. We might jump into this probably next week, because Bill Ingram, who covers the NBA nationally, is probably going to join on with us. And we were discussing the greatest shooters, not greatest shooters, but the best shooters over the last 20 years. And Jose and I got into a very heated argument earlier in the night about
no argument on my end. I just said stuff and he started yelling.
Because you said something so ridiculous. Like, I mentioned Peja Stojakovic, Ray Allen, Drazen Petrovic, and I get the question of why are you putting Drazen Petrovic in there? And I'm like, well, I have the numbers to back it up. He shot 43% for his career as a three-point shooter. And one thing led to another. He says, well, with your logic, Steve Novak should be one of the top best three-point shooters in the NBA history. And when I heard that, he says to me right afterwards, I got you. And I'm like, how do you get anything with that? That was the dumbest answer I've ever heard.
Actually, folks, what really this is all about is our still the going on debate of whether or not Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Dude, so this has not had anything to do with that. No, you are not getting it. What happens with Aaron Rodgers is a different conversation. NBA shooters and Aaron Rodgers don't go together.
They do go in this conversation, but that will be for another show, people. That will definitely be for another show. This is what I live for, the chaos!
I just don't understand how we got there, night. Oh, it makes me want to cry. I just don't understand on how Aaron Rodgers and Drazen Petrovic were being talked about in the same sentence.
And yet I made it work.
You made it work, but you're an idiot. So it's like, I really can't condone it. And, you know, I might ban you. Ban you. Oh, by the way,
Martyr of Back Sports Talk Radio. The martyr.
Okay, well, first off, don't ever say that again. Second of all, we need to have a conversation in the future about rules of sports fans, but we'll get there. Anyways, guys, we'll see everybody Sunday. Randy Zellier for Jose Padilla, Real Back Sports Page Radio. See you Sunday.